Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Kieran Bradley, CTO of Adaptive Mobile. We're coming to you live from Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. Kieran, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience?
Yeah, I'd love to. Hi, Allison. Thanks very much for having me along. So my name is Kieran Bradley. I'm CTO of Adaptive Mobile. We are a carrier security company. So our history is for the last 10, 12 years, we've been sitting in the heart of carrier networks, mm-hmm. and we're protecting all their key services from a wide range of threats across messaging bearers, across IP, but also across signaling. So a big area for us has been on the signaling front. So there are large crusty old protocols called SS7 and its replacement called Diameter that are also seeing a lot of threats as well. And that's where we come in.
So let's talk about carrier security. Obviously, carriers are running a core network or taking their services out to the edge. They have wired networks. They have wireless networks. I would assume all of that needs a security solution.
Absolutely all of that. And I suppose one of the things people sometimes forget is that as carriers are transforming their networks, everyone is thinking about IP and 5G and where we're going on that. But there's still a whole load of what they sometimes call legacy mm-hmm. that's not on IP that still needs protecting. So be it, you know, SMS, you want to make sure that you're not getting phishing attempts mm-hmm. sent by text message, which is something we see a lot of in North America, particularly trying to go after high value accounts. So your Apple iCloud account, we see ID theft attacks trying to get your banking credentials, all those kind of things. So we stop those range of services, but also the same on voice. A lot of our customers, we have issues with voice abuse, you know, particularly, again, North America, robocalls are a big issue. Mm-hmm. You know, we help people with all those kind of issues. So there's a wide range of things that when you look in a carrier network that are not just pure IP, and that's where we really come in because we have a good understanding of carrier networks. We're in nearly 100 at this stage. Mm-hmm. We're in 9 out of the top 10 carrier groups. So every day, our platform, if you want to think of it almost like as a security gateway, processes about 30 billion events across all our different customers. So that gives us sort of unique insights to some of the threats that carriers are seeing across those networks.
Now, you guys came into being in 2004, so you've been around for well over a decade. Kind of the advent of the smartphone revolution.
Pre-smartphone in some cases, yeah.
And when you talk to your clients about their security needs, what are the key things that they're worried about as we're moving into network transformation? You mentioned the legacy services that are going to be around for a long time.
Oh, absolutely.
Technologies never die. We just add new ones. So what is the thing that they're most concerned about in terms of a security solution?
So when we sit back and look at it, what we see is that ultimately for carriers, what they're concerned is about protecting their network, their subscribers, but ultimately it's about their brand. Mm-hmm. Because particularly for those more sophisticated carriers, it really is about their brand. They want to make sure that you have a good customer experience. And that is going to be the same from whether you're on 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G, and beyond. And so when we're talking to customers about what's going to happen in 5G, we're trying to tell them, so, okay, from a security standpoint, you need to sit back and think, what is it holistically you want to do? Because you don't even know what services are going to run on these networks. You know, right now we're in the build-out phase. So you need to make sure that whatever happens, you can detect it, remediate it really quickly. Because if you look at enterprise security, there's a classic phrase saying, you're going to be breached. So mm-hmm. you need to prepare for that. So when we talk to customers about 5G and saying someone is going to bring a compromised device onto your network, be it a smartphone, a hacked car, some sort of IoT device. So how are you going to respond when that happens? You know, if you look at some of the MirrorEye botnets that happened on the IoT space, you know, look at those as kind of examples. Somebody is going to bring something onto your network in a way you hadn't thought of. How will you detect it, respond to it, and isolate it so it doesn't become service impacting or subscriber impacting? Impacting across a wide range of services.
When you talk about these use cases, they're very much focused at the device in terms of the user experience when things go wrong. Do we also have any sort of entry point into the core network that doesn't involve an end device, or, you know, are you worried about other things happening as well?
We look at a wide range of things. I mean, part of the focus, I guess, coming from the device side is because for carriers to have sustained revenues, it's all about trust in the network.
Right.
And that's one of our core mottos is, you know, trust in the network. Because if you've got trust in that network, then you're going to be able to drive revenues. You know, people are going to come to you.
They're going to stay with you.
They're going to stay with you as well. And then for some of our customers, actually, they take some of our services and they offer them as a differentiator, or they bundle them into higher value packages because, you know, they want a slightly premium brand in the marketplace. And particularly when the market has become so consolidated that competing just purely on price is not a winning strategy over the long term.
Now, we're at Mobile World Congress, yep, which is the mecca event of the year for the mobile arena. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what Adaptive Mobile is doing here?
Like most people here, Mobile World Commerce is going to be a showcase event. We are using it for a couple of things. So particularly, we are doing a lot of work now around cloud and REST APIs. So a lot of our customers are saying, can we take that technology and actually use it for other use cases, particularly around IoT? Uh-huh. We're launching a deep analytics package around signaling security. So a lot of our customers, particularly some of the tier ones in North America, have taken us to protect their core signaling. People may not be aware of it, but there have been issues with people abusing access to the SS7 network and to use it for call interception, location tracking, and intercepting text messages for VIPs, typically for high-value targets. So it's not mass surveillance. It's really going after very specific individuals that are usually some VIP in either a civil or military or government walk of life.
When you look at the broader industry chatting at MWC and talking about what's coming next, obviously 5G is the easy answer of what's on everybody's mind. But what other topics are you hearing about here at MWC?
A lot like last year. It's going to be more about 5G, more about IoT. You know, there's going to be a lot more on NFE and when is it really going to happen? And has everyone sorted out Mano and all those kind of pieces? I always like to go up to Hall 8 just to see what quirky stuff is out there. Mm-hmm. It's always good up to go and look at some of the app developers and some of the device developers that are just bringing stuff that you would just never consider. Mm-hmm. And it's good to see them as opposed to the people in all the mega booths, like the, the ones I'm here to go and see what else people are doing. And we also look around, particularly I go up to see, are there any security startups there doing anything interesting? Because one of the things I always do is like when people are talking about new services like 5G, I always try and say, right, well, all the engineering that's going on, it's on securing the transmission network.
Right.
But I always kind of say there's no point in having a secure pipe if it gets full of effluent.
Right.
So if a compromised device comes on and is sending malicious traffic, but it's inside your nice secure pipe, that's not a good experience.
Sure.
So we always kind of think of it from an adversary, right? Anytime there's something new, the bad guys are going to have a look at it and kind of see, what did the engineers who were designing the specs not anticipate? Uh-huh. You know, they're always going to come at it orthogonally trying to see, well, what if I did this or I came at it a different way or I flipped a bit here or something? That's the kind of mindset we always have when it comes to networks, which is why I kind of like to go up and see, or anyone in Hall 8 trying to do something a bit different, a bit funky that, with that mindset.
It really speaks to the need for interoperable standards across endpoint networks, core network, mobile edge, everywhere.
Well, they're all flattening out.
Yeah.
And it's always at those interfaces is where issues usually arrive because people haven't quite thought about how something's going to work or interact together. So yeah, it's those ones are usually where all the challenges are.
Interesting. Karen, if folks want to find out more about what you're putting into the marketplace and maybe look at a trial of your security solutions, where would you send them?
First place, go to www.adaptivemobile.com. You should also check out our blog. Our security analyst put out a lot of very telecoms-focused threat intelligence there. One of the things that's unique about us is we have a community of carriers who share threat intelligence, and we put sort of some of those insights are up there on our blog from our analysts. This is not enterprise threat intelligence. This is purely carrier threat intelligence.
Very nice. I know that you're also a member of the Intel Network Builders Program.
Yep.
Tell me why you decided to join that.
To summarize that, it's around the opportunities that are there from high-speed packet processing. So from day one, to be in a carrier-grade network, you know, we've always had to do it scale, so high scale, low latency. So for us, it's a natural evolution when we see the technologies that our Intel are putting to that space that allow us to really take advantage of DPDK, some of the processor enhancements. So that's, for us, it was just it's a no-brainer.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure.
Well, thank you very much. Have a good show.